The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, England's World Cup campaign gets underway tomorrow night, and so we're left facing that age-old question, aren't we? Is it ever okay to support them? There are lots of people I know who will say it makes sense. They're our nearest neighbours. Others, though, would point to the exact same reason and call it an absolute sin. So what should we do? Well, to share his thoughts on this timeless classic, I'm joined by author and host of America 2026, Irish Times World Cup podcast with Kevin Kilbane, Paul Howard. Paul, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Claire.
Where do you stand on this? Can you do it?
Well, I'm not wrapping myself in the George's Cross or, you know, listening to God Save the King time after time. But I have to say, I always take an interest in the England football team. I think I've probably got a more nuanced view than a lot of Irish people in that I was born in England and spent a lot of my childhood there. So, you know, if my parents hadn't decided to move back to Ireland, I would probably be an England fan today. But I've always felt that the tournament is much, any tournament is much more interesting for having England in it. I mean, their players are very familiar to us from playing in the Premier League. And, you know, the other teams I've been watching in this World Cup, you know, they have a few recognisable names, but we know all of the England players. I do understand the rivalry, because I have friends who hate watch England, but they hate watch England in everything. You know, these are the people who would cheer when you know, England, when the UK gets zero in the Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah, but they're probably the same people who support those players individually when they're playing for their favourite Premiership team.
And they support English teams, Claire, and they go to England quite often to watch English teams play. But there is just something about, you know, an England team that kind of sends them a bit mad. I mean, I do get it. I mean, the rivalry between England, is inevitable given our, you know, geographic proximity and our historic relationship. And lots of countries have this, you know, exact same relationship with their nearest neighbours. I just feel that when England are in a tournament, it's always interesting. And like, I'm going back to, you know, the Maradona handball in 1986, which everybody remembers, the Beckham sending off, all those penalty shootout defeats, losing to Iceland, losing two European Championship finals in a row. The tabloid press is always vilifying whoever happens to be the coach. And I've always felt that a tournament loses something when England go out.
I tend to agree with you. And, you know, you watch an England game and whether you're supporting them or you're hate watching, at least you know all the players, you know most of them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I feel, you know. Although back in the day, you know, in the early 90s, and I was working in the Sunday Tribune, and there was an English guy who was fixing our computers, and he went to the pub in an England jersey to watch the England match. There was an England match and an Ireland match, and they were on back to back. And he went out, and, you know, we're all kind of looking at each other saying, you know, should we warn him?
Will he be okay?
Yeah. And he wasn't okay, as it happens, Claire. You know, he was beaten up on Baggot Street, and not once, but twice. I mean, he staggered up Baggot Street and then, you know, asked somebody to call him a taxi and got beaten up again. And I mean, this is kind of pre Good Friday Agreement days, when, you know, the atmosphere between Ireland and England was a lot more charged.
But you should have warned him. You should have warned him.
Well, yes. I mean, I hope that wouldn't happen now. But at the same time, I definitely would not put an England jersey on tonight and go to a pub, or tomorrow night and go to a pub to cheer on England, even if I was so inclined.
But will you be cheering on England? Even silently, quietly?
Yeah. I mean, insofar as I ever cheer anybody on, I mean, you know, I'm not the most patriotic person in the world, even when it comes to Ireland. But I will sit there and with probably more interest in that match than in any other opening round match. And I say that as somebody who is absolutely dying with tiredness today, because I've just pulled my third all-nighter since last Friday.
Wait till the end of it. Joseph's been in touch. Given that many in Ireland support club teams in the UK, of course we should support the national team, in this case England, also Scotland. My view is one should support the nearest team geographically when we're not playing. Sean's in East Donegal. Lots of us up here in Ulster supporting Scotland. There's a close link between Scotland and Ulster going back centuries. And this one, there's no way any Irish person should support England. They are our big bully neighbour. Every team needs an enemy. It's part of sport. Can you imagine a Meath person supporting Dublin, for example? Is it the same though? Is it the same as a Meath person supporting Dublin? I mean, I know we, in Laois, we had this experience a lot, you know, when you were knocked out of the championship, you'd always in the All-Ireland final sort of half support the Leinster team that was playing, as much as it might kill you to support Dublin or whoever. But that's what you do.
Yeah, I think that's a good comparison, actually. I remember doing a piece years ago for a TV show about the difficulty of buying an England football jersey in Ireland. And I went to, I think it was 17 sports shops trying to buy an England football jersey. And, you know, there was sort of, I could buy a Scotland one, a Wales one, Northern Ireland, Cameroon, you know, every team you could imagine, but no England jersey. And at the time, I kind of thought this was evidence of Anglophobia. And there was a really good review of the programme by the journalist Liam Mackey. And he said, no, it's not Anglophobia. It's all down to Jimmy Hill. And like, this is the thing we can't discount from the conversation, that Jimmy Hill was, you know, this sort of flag waving TV host who, you know, wore a bow tie with the George's cross on it, you know, and cheered on England on the BBC in you know, a really kind of nationalistic way. There's definitely something in that the sort of commentators and the former players still to this day have this sense of entitlement, that England, you know, as the inventors of the game, have this birthright to win the tournament. It's a sort of 30 years of hurt thing, you know, that came out in It's Coming Home, but it's 60 years of hurt now.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm just going to play that again, right? Just this clip. And I want to just ask our listeners how it makes them feel. See, I think that's what annoys people, Paul. I think you put your finger on it. It's the expectation that they're going to win the thing every time they go anywhere that drives people round the bend.
Yeah, that is their entitlement. Yeah. And really, you know, England, there was a sort of seminal match in the 1950s when England played Hungary at Wembley, and Hungary completely destroyed them. And they were playing football, you know, from a different dimension. And it was a big wake up moment for England, where they realized that we invented this game, but we are no longer the standard bearers. But I don't know, they won the World Cup in 66 and then they seem to forget that lesson. So there is this sense of, you know, I've been listening to podcasts over the last few days where former England players who are now pundits are saying, are predicting that England will win. And you know, there's absolutely no objective reason to believe that England will even be in the last four of this tournament.
Did you see the pictures of the squad, Paul? The England squad?
No.
Well, I did. Can I just, I know you're tired, but this is a job for you to do when you get off this call. They are the most extraordinary set of pictures I have ever seen of a football team. They're all over the internet this morning. And how do I describe them? So the photographer has asked them to kind of put their heads to one side. These are the individual shots, and kind of put their hand on their neck, and in some cases look back at the camera. So they're sort of like cringy, sexy poses. It's just so bizarre. It's so weird. I don't know why they have done it. Maybe it's because the World Cup is in the States and they want it to be a bit different and a bit, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's
there's no excuse for it.
That given kind me of the Vogue-y ick.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The ick is, and that's the thing. I think for a lot of people, the England football team give them the ick. And, you know, so it is kind of fun. I totally get how it's fun to hate watch them, because I watch Manchester United I never miss a match and just hope they lose every single time. So I'm not immune to this feeling.
And are you a fan? Are you a fan of another England team?
Liverpool.
Oh, you're a Liverpool
football
fan.
Club. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can understand the hate watching.
Totally understand it, and it's part of the fun. It's part of the pageantry and the colour of football.
But you're certainly not hate watching England. I mean, I get that from you.
No, I don't. I said, like I said to you, I was born in England, so I grew up watching, like, Kevin Keegan was my hero as a kid, and Kevin Keegan played for Liverpool and he played for England. So, you know, any match with Kevin Keegan in it was an event in my head. I've kind of always had it since then. And like I said, I won't be, you know, I'm not like, I hate that part of the England team. And I think most people in Ireland are the same. We had the riots at Lansdowne Road in 1996. And the England football team, unfortunately, does come with this horrible adjunct of football hooliganism. And that's always been an issue. And I think that kind of makes it all right as well to wish ill on the England football team, because we've seen so many scenes over the years of England football supporters wrecking towns that they're in. Probably less so in the last few years, but I think that's probably because the last few World Cups have probably been out of range spending wise for a lot of those kind of English football hooligans, like Qatar and Russia and now the US.
Well, Paul, get some rest. But before you do, go and have a look at those photographs. I beseech you. They are incredible. And thank you so much.
I'm so excited about seeing them. Thanks,
Thanks
Claire.
So much for being with us. That's Paul Howard. We'll take a break.
The Claire Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.